Hi everyone, I'm Andrea Collins.
And I'm Shelley Zorn. This is Let's Talk Thomasville,
a podcast about storytelling through perspectives of the past, our value of today, and our imagination for tomorrow. So I'm very excited to introduce our next guest speaker, a native of Thomasville, 26 years in the school system, and that's a pretty big job. I don't envy you at all. High school principal and coach, so you've dealt with students, you've dealt with parents. To say that you are suited for city council is probably an understatement, because that you were able to handle all that. Son and daughter, son's in school. And he's living his best life in Valdosta. And you're expecting your very first grandchild.
In February.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, Todd Mobley, we are excited to have you on board. And you are currently serving as city council for what district?
City council at large.
At large. Right. Okay. Fantastic. Well, I'm going to hot potato this over to Shelley, and she's going to kick it off with the very first question.
Well, before the podcast started, we were just saying city council, local politics is nothing to you compared to, like, being a high school principal and coach. I mean, I can't.
I have probably.
That sounds like the worst job in the world to me.
I have probably touched base with most of the parents and children in this community.
Yep. I knew you were well known. So,
it's a calling for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So, question number one. Tell us why you chose to run for city council last time and this time. What would be your focus or goal as city councilman?
The reason I ran is, like you said, I was principal for 10 years at high school and in city schools, and I was provided great support from our community while I was there as principal, and I thought that I could give back to the community by being on the city council and being a voice for their concerns.
Sure. So you were retired.
I was retired.
Okay.
And actually, I was driving back from Early County. From working over there at a high school, and I just said, you know what, I think I'm going to run for city council. And I drove right in to qualify that day.
Okay. All right.
the idea just popped in. You said, all right, I'm going to run
with it. Quick decision making. I like that.
Well, City of Thomasville does so many things well. Shelley and I are actually going to be going off to a conference, and every time we go off, people are constantly touting Thomasville. Of course, there's always room for improvement. And we would like to know specifically, what would you focus on to continue improvements for the citizens and business owners in Thomasville?
You know, that's a very hard question, because like you said, we do a lot of things well. And I just think that we just need to keep moving forward, helping, encouraging our small businesses and being supportive of them, our downtown businesses and our industries that we brought in, just keep supporting them. And I think that's where we need. I mean, that's where we need to put all our goal, but to make sure that we keep supporting those people, because our downtown and surrounding businesses really support our community.
They do. I think that's what makes Thomasville so unique. And when we go off, I'm always proud, you know, to say I'm from Thomasville. And sometimes at conferences, they'll call out Thomasville as kind of a shining star of other rural communities. So yeah, definitely business friendly, I agree with you, is pretty important.
And
so,
that's what happens to us when we go to our conferences with the mayor's conferences and city council conferences in Savannah. They always talk about Thomasville. So it makes you very proud to be a part of this community. And you know, I think as my job, I just need to keep Thomasville moving forward, and let's you know, keep us in the spotlight.
I agree. That's right. Yeah. I agree. We like being in the spotlight.
I think the next one's you, Andrea.
Is it me? Yeah, that's you.
Okay,
Shelley.
We're losing track. It's morning that we're doing this, so we're hadn't gotten with it yet. Okay, so what do you believe is the biggest challenge for City of Thomasville? What do you think the challenge is that the city faces today?
I think our biggest challenge right now is getting our infrastructure fixed.
That's certainly a nationwide challenge.
It looks like we have not really, we have patched and resurfaced streets the last 80 years. I mean, we have not had a complete overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking, I think it's around $40 to $50 million that we got to spend on redoing sewer, water lines, resurfacing our streets, and
what's the plan for that? How will we do all that?
What we're working on now is a 10-year plan to try to get all this done, because like I said, it hadn't been touched in 80 years, and that's something that we got to work on to fund. How are we gonna get the money to fund this? And the stuff has to be done, and people don't realize because they don't see it.
That's right. It's all
underground.
It's underground.
But when you get the text message that a street has collapsed or a sewer line has collapsed, and it's happening daily. So we're having to patch now, but we hope to be able to go in and just fix everything.
You talk about it being underground. Reminds me of, in a previous community, we built an industrial park, and of course all the infrastructure was underground. My daughter was only about 5 or 6 at the time, and she heard me over and over again talking about, we're building this, we're building that. So when it was finished and we drove through, she said, you haven't built nothing. There's nothing out here. I don't see anything. Because it was all underground. It took a lot of work to build what you can't see. Yeah.
And people are, you know, always ask, when are you going to resurface my street? Well, we're not going to resurface the streets until we get all the sewer and water lines done.
Because
if we go in and resurface it, nobody wants a patchwork down the middle of a new paved street.
No reason to pave and then do underneath and then pave again.
Right.
So that's a good point.
So we tried to get a plan together where we can go in, fix the infrastructure, then resurface.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I think that you hit the hammer on the nail there. So your current councilman, what would you say thus far has been your biggest accomplishment to date?
I would probably getting the plan together for the Remington streetscape. That's going to be a very important project that's going to happen starting in January because that is a well-traveled road. Finishing the West Jackson Street streetscape in a timely manner and not affecting the small businesses down there while it was being done.
Yeah, that's a big...
That was done very well,
the part that was done.
Yeah,
I've tried to picture myself, you know, if I'm in business and there's a lot of road work. I mean, we're having construction on our building, and, you know, Shelley had a board meeting, and they were hammering on the roof, and we're, you know, thinking, okay, well, you can interrupt business, but you still got to keep going. So, yeah, having that in mind and making sure you executed that so that they weren't interrupted.
I had a board member said, progress is loud. It's okay.
But we tried, making noise. But you know, with West Jackson Street, that was one of our goals, was to make sure that the businesses down there was not interrupted.
Right.
And have a plan to make sure there was a plan that they could stay open. And they could.
And I think they did really well through that and took that very well because people were informed ahead of time and there was a plan. So I agree with you on that for sure. Okay, my favorite subject, economic development. So tell me what you feel is the role of the city council to continue growth in Thomasville. And I think there's been a good relationship for a long, long time, but how do we continue that? And how do you define economic development? Like, what would you want to see happen in the future here in Thomasville?
Well, I think as a city council, we have to continue to support the PDA.
Good answer. I like that.
And, you know, and Shelley Zorn and the chamber and all the people that help support the small businesses.
It's a group effort. It really is.
And the big industries that are coming in.
For sure.
And I've seen in these last 4 years... a lot of big businesses that have put roots here in Thomasville now, and a lot of small businesses. And as you ride around town, you see more small businesses that are developing here that will be open probably in the next 2 or 3 months.
Yep.
And I think that's what our role is as city council, is to support the PDA, the Chamber of Commerce, and Shelley.
I like hearing that. I'm the salesperson.
Yeah, the boots on the ground.
The city makes it happen with the infrastructure and the city staff, but I'm just the salesperson. So
we do not get to that point unless you bring those people here.
Right, and we've talked about this with other candidates, how all that builds jobs, but it also builds utility load, which goes back to how you fund things at the city. So
that's right.
Yep.
People, if you can't find a job in Thomasville now,
You can find a job.
I don't think you're looking.
Every small business in every industry here is looking and hiring right now.
And the businesses that have been brought in are paying a hourly wage that's pretty above minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes double minimum wage.
That's right.
They're starting off at. So, you know, if you need a job, you can find one here in Thomasville.
Well, now I have a couple people on the record for saying they're going to support. So I'm glad we have this recorded.
I mean, I truly believe that, you know, that you're the one that brings the businesses here or gets them to look at Thomasville. Then it's our job to
support them when they're here.
Even the businesses that you have brought in the last 4 years, the small business, we got to continue to support them.
So my board, one thing I will say, a little PSA for my board, my 5-person board, is they, from day one, one of the things I like so much was they want to support what's already here just as much as trying to recruit new. So we'll offer the same things to them, same support, same incentives. So it's not just the job to recruit the new. You're right. It's the job to keep and support what we have. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Well, I think that kind of leads into the next question and sort of goes back to what we were talking about in the very beginning about Thomasville being a place apart and constantly being in the spotlight. And, you know, it's a community built by visionary leaders. We say that over and over again. And we're known across the state as mm-hmm. a place apart. So, Todd, what's your long-term vision for our community?
Well, I think that long-term, as I said before, we've got to fix the infrastructure. That's mm-hmm. going to take a long time. Provide some affordable housing for our residents here in Thomasville. And I'm part of the GIC committee. And hopefully in January or February, we're going to come out with some exciting news.
Now, what does GIT stand for, in case our listeners may not know?
Georgia Initiative for Community Housing.
Okay.
So we're hoping that, you know, we're going to be able to come out with some exciting news in January, February to help our residents here in Thomasville with affordable housing.
And that supports our small and medium and large business because they're needing workers who need housing. I hear it all the time.
So. And it's amazing that, you know, before getting on this committee, I didn't realize, you know, I kind of realized but really didn't that, you know, there's not a lot of rental property.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of houses that are under 150 or under 100 mm-hmm. that you can buy in Thomasville.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I've been on this committee for a year, and that's our goal is to try to help provide these people.
So long-term, having a stronger infrastructure that can take us into the next 100 years and making sure that we have a plan to provide affordable housing for families in our community.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think those are much, much needed.
Those two things are the foundation, you know, those mm-hmm. are foundational components to building a stronger community. So that's definitely a really good long-term vision and something mm-hmm. that's certainly needed.
Yeah.
Because people's got to have a place to stay. To work.
That's exactly right. I hear it from our industries, especially all the time. One local industry was trying to hire an engineer, so he's making a decent salary, but he was having a hard time finding a place to rent. And I know we have several developments coming on board right now, but it'll be a year or two before those are here. We have a housing shortage, for sure.
And I hear that from educators,
mm-hmm.
new teachers moving in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Trying to find affordable housing, even affordable apartments to rent.
Yeah, I think that's our gap is the housing for the school teacher, the fireman, the, you know,
person. The budding entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Young person getting started, mm-hmm. for sure. So good answer. Why should citizens, last but not least, this is our last question, why should citizens or business owners vote for you? What would you say?
I am approachable. I'm willing to listen. And I am going to represent all the citizens. I'm going to, you know, not just make my mind up listening to one or two people. I'm going to go out and get the best information I can before I make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I've done in the past. And like I've always said, sometimes I make decisions that make some people happy and some people mad, and then I'll make another decision to make other people happy and other people mad.
That's the way it goes. You'll never make everybody happy.
I'm not going to make everybody happy, but I will listen to your side and make a decision based on what I hear from all the citizens in our community.
Mm-hmm. So, Todd, if people want to get in touch with you, citizens want to get in touch with you, maybe they have some questions, how can they reach out?
Your best way is to go to our city webpage.
Okay.
And email me.
Okay.
And I'll respond.
What's your email address, if you don't mind sharing it with the citizens?
We can put it at the end of this if
we can.
Yep, we can put it at the end of this. I think it's
Todd.Mobley
at
Thomasville.org.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right. So Todd, Todd.Mobley, Mobley, at Thomasville.org.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fantastic.
If they email me, then I'll, if they want me to call, leave their number, I'll call them back. Or I'll email them back, or okay. I'll come visit them.
Okay, fantastic. Right. Well, Todd, we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to come in and sit with us on the podcast. Our goal is to make sure our voters are informed and they know who they're voting for, and so at large for your second term, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service to the school system and to the city. We appreciate it, and we just want people to get out and vote.